This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we got so much to talk about in this last hour of the show. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, when you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can help you do that. A big shout outs and thank you to everybody who's tuned in, who's called, who's tweeted me for the first 3 hours of the show. I'm here starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. We've had a hell of a show. Shout outs to super producer Stu Kovacs. We have gone everywhere from talking about Russell Wilson. We had some conversations about the Browns. Before the break, I told you about, you know, the stupid contract that Michael Jordan gave Gordon Hayward. We talked about teams that aren't going anywhere in the NFL. Teams that are slumping. Teams that can come out of a slump. A lot of people called me from Baltimore and said, I still believe in my Ravens. We had some people call from Cleveland who just really believe in their Browns. And good luck. You should believe in your team. They actually have a winning record. No one can take that away from you. But let's not get carried away here. Okay? You can find me online. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. You can find me all over the place. All right. Now, before we went to break, since we were talking about teams that, you know, have an opportunity to go somewhere, teams that have an opportunity to go nowhere, the Dallas Cowboys came up. The Dallas Cowboys schedule came up. And we haven't had a whole lot to say this year about the Dallas Cowboys. Why? We know this already. Because the Dallas Cowboys stink. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-8. No, unfortunately, against the New York Giants this year, they lost their starting quarterback, who was playing on a franchise tag, and Dak Prescott. And he was already on pace to give you potentially 6,000 passing yards. The Dallas Cowboys looked like they were going to be one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL this season. Heading into the year, I took a look at the Dallas Cowboys. I looked at their offensive weapons. I looked at their receivers. And despite what was going on with their offensive line, I thought they would be able to overcome that and outscore a lot of teams. I thought that the Dallas Cowboys would be in a similar ilk to a Seattle Seahawks. We can go out and put up all of these points. We may have to work on things on a defense, but if we're going to do anything, we are going to outscore you. And we know that went straight to hell. Dak Prescott goes down. Andy Dalton gets knocked out and goes down. A Sunday night football game. What's the guy's name? DiNucci? Oh, my God. You thought that, the Denver Broncos had a tough time at quarterback this past Sunday. I mean, did you see DiNucci play for the Cowboys? Man. And so I don't know if that's the beginning or I don't know if that's the end. I really don't. Because the season's not over yet. These Dallas Cowboys have more to they got more games. They have more to do. If you were looking for some good football this past Thursday on Thanksgiving, you sure as hell didn't get it. Texans and the Lions ain't give it to you. You got a blowout. Lions, their head coach and general manager got fired. The Steelers and the Ravens, their game basically got moved a whole week later. We'll see that game tomorrow. And the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving didn't do us any favors either, as they let Washington beat them 41-16. And so I unfortunately had to give folks a lot of facts about the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, despite them being 8-3, let's not get carried away. There's a grim reality here with the Cowboys. You know, before the season started, I told you I thought the offense was going to be amazing. I had the Dallas Cowboys as one of my top six teams heading into the season. And we know that's not going to be the case. It's just a matter of where they pick in the draft. You know, Dak Prescott coming back healthy next season on another franchise tag, then seeing if they extend him a long-term contract. The offensive line has been in shambles. Ezekiel Elliott looks lost after he got paid. He went from being one of the best running backs in the game to being an afterthought. And the Cowboys, they're pretty ugly. And this is the team that's America's team. This is the team that every single year is talked about ad nauseum. It's great branding. And I don't know about you, you know, and what your thought is when it comes to a concept of time. But for a team that's only been around since 1960, you know, I consider the Dallas Cowboys to be I consider them to be young. I'm not going to sit here and say I am a history buff. But 1960 is not a long time ago, okay? And we can look at five Super Bowls, and we could look at what they did in the 90s, and they haven't won a Super Bowl since 95. And I know that's the popular argument that anybody wants to make when it comes down to America's team. For an organization that was referenced to being America's team before Jerry Jones even got onto the scene. And I got to give Jerry Jones all the credit in the world. And it's not about his football acumen. It's not about who he decides to give a contract to or not give a contract to. But I got to give him credit for how he has continued to brand this team. Because Jerry Jones has taken the idea, the moniker of being America's team, and he has continued to push it and push it and push it further. He's pushed it so far that the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise, sports franchise, not just in the United States of America, not just in North America. The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise on earth. $5.5 billion. That exceeds big-time programs that you might be familiar or not familiar with. I'm talking about football clubs, soccer, Barcelona's, Real Madrid's, Bayern Munich's in Germany. They exceed that. It's the Dallas Cowboys at $5.5 billion, and it's the Yankees right behind them at $5 billion. And if there's one thing that these two teams and organizations have done, it's brand themselves. It's brand the idea of taking our championships and creating an air of excellence, creating an atmosphere that there is nothing better. You know, I've taken a walk through Jerry's World. When they had the Final Four at Jerry's World a few years ago, I don't know how long ago it was. Damn it, feels like it was a long time ago now. I don't know, 2012, 14, 16, it doesn't matter. But I took a walk around Jerry's World. I walked up and down and around that entire stadium. I walked through and past the locker rooms. I walked all the way up to the upper deck. I got some miles in that day. And I said, damn, this place is amazing. I even got a food tour. At the point in time, I was working for CNN and Headline News. I even got a food tour. They took me into the kitchen and they fed me. And I'm like, damn, this food is amazing. This is some of the best arena food, stadium food I've ever had in my life. And you get that feeling just being a part and being around the Dallas Cowboys. You get the feeling of the best and the best. And they have marketed the hell out of that. We got glamour franchises here in the United States of America. And then we got everybody else. You got the premier teams. You got the teams that people say, oh, you're a front runner if you like this squad. The Lakers, the Yankees, the Cowboys. If you know somebody who likes the Yankees, the Cowboys, and the Lakers, you should probably smack them. I'm not an advocate for violence. I'm not trying to promote violence, but how the hell do you end up being a fan of all of those teams? I guess you're LeBron James. I think he, at one point in time, he liked the Lakers. He liked the Yankees. He liked the Cowboys. But here you have it. Now he roots for everybody. But the Dallas Cowboys, Drew Pearson, who used to play on the Cowboys, used to play wideout. He was on with Zach Gelb. Shout outs to Zach. Zach is here on CBS Sports Radio before I come on. And he basically talked about these expectations that come every single year. Let's forget the branding. It's amazing. But let's talk about what actually happens on the field. Listen to what Drew Pearson had to say about these expectations that happen for the Cowboys every season.
First of all, they got to quit talking about winning championships, you know, because that shouldn't even be in their vocabulary. That shouldn't be part of their discussion because they're not good enough for that. You know, they got to get to being a championship caliber team, a contender every year. You know, it's a process. You got to work your way to that. And we've been stumbling along in this process, trying to get back on the winning side, to get back to the playoffs and have success in the playoffs and, you know, maybe get back to a Super Bowl, since it's been so long. But it's a process. And these guys come in thinking every year, you know, they got the talent to do this and do that. But you still got to go out there and do it. And then they're not building on anything. You know, how many years on Jason Garrett's tenure here, they were 8-8. That mediocrity played out throughout most of his tenure while he was here, and now it's continuing to go on. So these guys shouldn't be talking about championships. They should be talking about getting through a season, trying to get to the playoffs, and having success once they get there.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, isn't the goal when you throw around as much money, and we could talk about a good contract, we could talk about a bad contract, we could talk about a contract that was not given. Isn't the goal to win a Super Bowl? I mean, isn't it a kind of a loser's mentality to say, hey, we just want to go to the playoffs? When your whole entire business model, where the football is obviously the key element, when your whole business model is selling excellence, when your business model is selling America's team, when the idea of packing 100,000 people into AT&T Stadium is built on the fact of we are the Cowboys and we got the money, we have the best stadium, we have the best locker room, we're going to pay for the best players, maybe. How can you not sell anything else than a Super Bowl? Then you become the Jacksonville Jaguars. Come on. As long as Jerry Jones is alive, that's what's going to be. That's his selling point. The bar is set so high, you can't fall any further than that. You look at the New York Mets and their new owner, Steve Cohen, one of the richest owners in sports. Maybe the richest. I don't think so. Maybe he's sitting at $14 billion. This guy's in oil chic territory with the amount of money that he has. And they're looking for a general manager, and he says, legitimately, I'd be disappointed if we don't win a World Series in the first 3 to 5 years. Well, I think that's not too bad. Okay, maybe it took the Dodgers about 8 years from when Guggenheim took over for them to get a World Series. But you know what? I like the idea of at least being disappointed. You should be disappointed every year if your team doesn't win. You should. But not every team has that luxury. It's not an expectation to win every year. That's unrealistic. But you should at least set the goal, because it's no different in life. We all know ain't nobody perfect. There's no perfect situation. Every year, things will not be perfect. You're going to lose some. You're going to hit some adversity. But that doesn't mean you don't set the goals high. And that doesn't mean that every team should have the same goals. You know, it'll be a whole laughing stock if the New York Jets select Trevor Lawrence next year and it's just like, oh, yeah, we're competing for a Super Bowl. No, it doesn't work that way. But this is the space that the Cowboys have been in. They've gone from Chan Gailey and Dave Campo and Bill Parcells. And, you know, then we had to go to Phillips and Garrett forever. I think Jason Garrett had naked pictures hidden somewhere of Jerry Jones. And now you got Mike McCarthy. And so, yeah, is the expectation next year to come out and say, oh, we're going to win a Super Bowl? No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be, let's get Dak, let's get the gang and everybody back together and see if we can improve. Let's see if we can get this god-awful defense together. So I think the expectations will change next year for the Dallas Cowboys. But one thing that will never change, because you can't screw up that bottom line. You can't screw up the idea that the Dallas Cowboys are better than everybody else. You can't screw up the branding that the Dallas Cowboys, you know, that all of a sudden that because they stink that they're not America's team. That's not going anywhere. And so the expectations and all of the hype around the Cowboys, that's not going anywhere either. They're just going to have to roll through the lean times. And you're still going to have to hear about how the Cowboys are America's team. And so all of the hype, is it undeserved? You could say yes, but it's well-deserved for Jerry Jones, who's basically come by and boosted this franchise valuation through the damn roof. On the football side, yes, the hype is undeserved. It really is. But on the business side, I got to give Jerry Jones his props. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you. The number 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about these Dallas Cowboys? Do you think they deserve all of the attention that they've gotten? Do you think Jerry Jones has done a good job selling this team? Or do you believe the product on the field this year and past years has been so bad that people like me should probably just shut up about the Cowboys? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Cowboys, do they deserve the attention that they get? Or are they just an afterthought? I'm taking your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, since we had to talk about the Browns and I took a look at the Ravens and their schedule, and I'm looking at Dallas Cowboys right in the face. They were annihilated on Thanksgiving, taking on the Washington football team, losing 41-16. And when you think about the Cowboys, it's always this talk, America's team, and the expectations are high. And Jerry Jones, I mean, this is an owner. I mean, he's on Dallas radio. He has a weekly spot. Like, he's front and center. He's running the whole show. But do the Cowboys deserve it? They're worth more money than any franchise, any sports franchise on earth. But it's not like they're out here just winning every single year. They have 10 playoff appearances in like the past 25 years. Do the Dallas Cowboys receive more attention than they deserve? Is this whole America's team thing just a whole sham? I think it's excellent marketing. But does the football, does the play on the field have the results matched up to what all the hype is for? You got to give Jerry Jones some credit. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. You can own, you can rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. You know, I hope Dak Prescott comes back healthy next year. I'd love to see this team be competitive. I thought they were going to be similar to the Seattle Seahawks. And here they are, just kind of wasting the season away, waiting for it to end. Let's go to Houston, Texas, and let's talk to John. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys? Do they receive too much attention?
Hello?
You're live, John. What are your thoughts?
The Cowboys, I mean, they got a good organization. They got prototype players. I mean, they just stick with their they people too long, though. I mean, they stick with they loyal to they brand. But the NFC East is a beast. I mean, you can't help. I'm quite sure they probably got more Super Bowls than any other division in the NFL. I mean, that's a good division. They come out of there, they win. I mean, they're doing bad right now, but you already know once they get in, they known to be a beast in the NFL.
Yeah, well, when is the last time that they've been a beast?
I mean, which Philadelphia? I mean, the whole NFC East. I'm just saying Philadelphia, what they won a few years ago. I mean, NFC East is
John, I'm not talking about the NFC East. I'm not talking about how competitive they are. I'm not stacking up Giants championships and Cowboys and Washington. I'm not doing that. I'm specifically.
They stick with their players. I mean, they stick with their brand a long time, though. I mean.
All right. Well, we saw that. We saw that with Jason Garrett, and now he's a member of. Now we see that he's a New York Giant. He's the offensive coordinator. God only knows how much longer he lasts as the coordinator. I don't know. Maybe they don't want Daniel Jones whenever he comes back. They don't want him getting switched over to another offensive coordinator. But Jason Garrett, it seemed like he was just running the show for the Cowboys forever. It's like, why is he still here? Even when we thought and knew he was going to get fired, it took like a few weeks to even get him out the door. Jerry Jones, I don't know, personal attachment. John is calling from Southern California. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys?
So honestly, I think, if Dak Prescott isn't paid, that man needs to leave and obviously find a team that wants him and is going to pay him. And honestly, I think if that's going to happen, a lot of fans for the Cowboys, I know we're a diehard culture in Dallas and throughout the entire world, but if that man's not paid, I feel like people are losing hope in the Dallas Cowboys, and Jerry Jones just thinks he's doing it all himself. And you know, they're worth $5.5 billion, like you said. Why is Dak Prescott not getting paid? He's putting up the numbers, he's doing the things he's supposed to be doing, and he's the only hope that the Dallas Cowboys have ever had since Troy Aikman. And so
I mean, I don't want to go that far. There was a great quarterback, or a pretty damn good one, named Tony Romo. I mean, so I'm not going to act like the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, the results have not been what any Dallas Cowboys fan would want, but it's not like the Dallas Cowboys disappeared into a void.
Yeah, I just feel like Dak Prescott has really proven himself to me. As I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life. You know, I was raised with us, and ironically enough, as soon as my sister was born, Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since she's been on this earth. So I think she has some blame to it.
Oh my
God! wherever Dak Prescott goes, I'm probably going to be a fan of them because Dallas isn't doing it.
Okay. All right, John. Thank you for calling from Southern California. I mean, damn, what a turncoat you are. I mean, I'm not mad at you. But can we legitimately come out and say, oh, the Dallas Cowboys, they have all of this money, but they didn't pay Dak? Like, that's not the case. Nobody's, maybe not right now because of COVID, but nobody's like crying poverty. They wanted to lock him into a longer term contract, and Dak said no. There would be no quote unquote conversation about, oh, the Cowboys are not paying, the Cowboys are not paying. There'd be none of that if Dak Prescott signed the contract, because he'd get paid either way. And so guess what? As he comes back next year and his salary goes up because they signed him to a franchise tag, you know, complain after. Tell me after the fact that, oh, they didn't pay him. No, they didn't want to sign him to the franchise. Let's see what he can do coming off of a bum ankle or broken ankle. Neil is calling up from Maryland. Neil, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, JR, first time, old time. Good program. I think the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are getting more attention than the Dallas Cowboys are lately.
Wow.
I don't know how the Cowboys, what kind of attention are they're not getting? That's your question, right? Are they getting the attention? Well, I don't think so. I think they're a lost cause.
Oh my good. Well, we certainly know and see they're a lost cause, but you know, Drew Pearson, you heard the audio, I played it for you. He said that every year the expectations are through the roof for the Cowboys, and that needs to be tempered. I mean, the expectations for the Cowboys were high earlier this season. And even before Dak Prescott went down, you know, the defense was still kind of looking like, oh, my God, Dak might be on a historical pace on one end, and the defense might be on a historical pace on the other side, and not for good reasons.
Yeah, same old song. You know, Dak Prescott's a good quarterback, but I just don't think the Cowboys have direction, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it starts at the top. And what do you do? And thank you, Neil, for calling up from Maryland. What the hell do you do if you're Jerry Jones? Like, do you just run this team until you're no longer capable or able-minded to run a football squad, to run an organization? I mean, at what point in time does, hey, Steven, you make all the decisions. Like, I'm not doing it anymore. Jerry Jones has been front and center for the Cowboys, and I don't know if that's a good thing. There comes a point in time where you got to step back, and I'm not saying that time is right now for Jerry Jones, but it comes for everybody. And as we just heard from a caller, he said, listen, if Dak Prescott leaves the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going with Dak Prescott. I mean, well, how big of a Cowboys fan are you? I think if the Cowboys are legitimately going to lose, you know, their fan base or anybody that's a part of the fan base, man, it's going to have to be like generations are going to have to go by. The Cowboys are going to have to stink for a long time to just lose any type of fans, or at least enough for anybody to care. That place is going to get filled up. They generate enough money. Eventually, it'll get filled up, I hope, especially with everything going on with COVID. Maybe we'll have full stadiums and NFL stadiums by the time football comes around next year. And hopefully the Dallas Cowboys have their act together. Hopefully Dak Prescott can come back healthy. Hopefully they have an offensive line that's serviceable. And then maybe Ezekiel Elliott will earn some of that money that he's getting, because he has basically turned into a fumbling no-show. And that certainly is not going to cut it in Dallas. He's getting that money. The checks are coming, but the results are not there. It's pretty damn bad. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I will continue to take more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS, before I roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're having a conversation about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm looking at the schedule of the Ravens. And I'm looking at the Cowboys, and I'm just like, oh, it's kind of a walkthrough. Andy Dalton is starting. Ezekiel Elliott just looks like his career, at least this year, has fallen off a cliff. Offensive line shambles, defense toilet. But it's still America's team. Beautiful branding, the most valuable sports franchise on earth. You got to have high goals. The Dallas Cowboys can't come in here year to year and sell trash. America's team can't walk around and cash the big bucks. You can't sell the jerseys with the star. You can't fill up a 100,000-seat stadium selling, yeah, it'd be nice if we go to the playoffs. Nobody wants to hear that. This is a business first. And I mean, damn it, even for a team, if it goes 8-8 is 9-7, you got to sell more than that, and it's worked. Is it justified? That's a different case. You know, you don't hear too much about the Cowboys right now because everybody's waiting for the season to end. But what happens when Dak comes back next year? What happens when hopefully they sign or draft some solid players that can help them on defense? It's legitimate that next year will be marketed as a comeback for America's team, and we're competing to go to the playoffs and keep it rolling. That's what it is every year, but is it justified? I don't think the Cowboys can do anything different. I think the blueprint, regardless of the results on the field, the blueprint to make sure the green comes in, or maybe not the green. I know people aren't using physical money too much anymore. But to keep the cash running, yeah, I think they've done a good job selling it. What do you think? Are they overhyped? Are they overrated? You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's get to these phone lines before I roll out. Mo is calling from San Diego. Mo, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys and this idea of America's team, even in a down year? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, when it comes down to it, I mean, that's the marketing, and that's just what, you know, what the team has been, and they've had a lot of success. But when it comes down to it, the Cowboys are one of 32 teams. The guy that called in said something about the $5 billion. That means absolutely zero. We're under the same salary cap as every other team. And so the Cowboys aren't oblivious to the injuries, the salary cap issues, and then all of the other things, the new coach, the new defense, a new system with no training camp. And then you see that play out on the field, and it just doesn't look good. But what's it supposed to look like with any other team? The other teams are still trying to climb the mountain, and they aren't getting there either. Right now, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and everybody else. And so falling short for Dallas is the same as everyone else who gets a little bit closer or a little bit further away and falls short. And so when it comes down to it, you just have to go head on and understand that that's the race. Everyone's in that race. They're part of it. They're grinding and driving for it, and we are no different. We really aren't, but we sell it differently. We market it differently, and so the fall looks like it's further. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing for everyone. It really is.
Well,
so
I don't think – Mo, slow down. I don't think the fall is anything different. I don't think there's any race. It's what it is. It's two things here. The Dallas Cowboys are great at marketing the brand of the Dallas Cowboys. That's where the value comes in. And to say that it's a further fall than anybody else, I'm not prepared to say that. They're a football team. That's what it boils down to. So to say that it feels different or it's different or same race, no, it's not. It's Brandon. That's what it boils down to. I don't think anybody's looking at the Cowboys as now they're a complete toilet team. You know, it's just what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And all I think that when it comes down to it, it's a team that's very polarizing. And so, therefore, people are going to always have an opinion on where they stand.
And so it
does feel differently.
And you can blame that. You can blame that on Mr. Jerry Jones, the face and the mouthpiece of the team. Let's talk to Doug. He's calling from Jackson, Mississippi. Doug, what are your thoughts?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Go ahead, Doug.
You there?
I'm here, yeah, telling you to rock and roll, man. Yeah, you are live.
Yeah. Okay, man, I'm so tired of hearing, and I'm a Cowboy fan, and I'm so tired of hearing my Cowboy fans say things like, it's talent. There is no talent on that team. It's an over-evaluation of talent on that team. We overpaid Amari Cooper at a time when nobody else was going to pay him $100 million. The left tackle Smith, he's making $13 million this year, like $11 million last year, and he's way overrated getting paid that money. That linebacker from Notre Dame, his brother's on the team, who got the 2-year early contract as well. He can't shed a block to save his life. There's an extreme overevaluation of talent with the Dallas Cowboys, and that goes with Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
and subsequently, I'm tired of him losing. That last caller, I deal with him every day as a Cowboy fan. It's everything else but what it is. The Cowboys have failed us as Cowboy fans. I'm a lifelong Cowboy fan. I didn't fail the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys failed me.
Okay.
I expect championships year after year. I expect to compete for championships year after year. And even with Dak Prescott, this year, we were less than a 500 team.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Doug. But I will agree with you on Jerry Jones and some of his personnel maneuvers. I appreciate you, Doug, for calling from Jacksonville. I'm not going to agree that the Dallas Cowboys, if they were healthy this year, I'm not going to say they were sub 500, even with that defense. Maybe 500 flat. Dan is calling from Northern Cali. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, look, it all comes down to JR or Jerry
not me.
Jones. Yeah,
okay.
Jerry Jones is a brilliant businessman. He almost went broke buying the Cowboys, but he's managed to just move it up to the position that he has, and that's the job he should have. He should fire his own butt as the general manager, get somebody that knows football. The way you build a football team is from the inside out. You build your lines. He's just too enamored with all his glitz and glamour guys, all the position guys, and he forgets. Look, I could have run behind the Dallas line that they had back in the day.
Okay, Emmett.
Yeah. I mean, Emmett was a great guy, but I'm telling you, I could have run behind that line.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dan, for calling from California. I agree with you, Jerry Jones, and that's the point I made. He needs to learn when is the time to move the hell up on out the way. When is it? Matt. He's calling up from Houston, Texas. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How's it going, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, you've actually hit the nail on the head a few times with this. First of all, the reason why the Cowboys are America's team is because Tex Schramm belongs in the Marketing Hall of Fame, if there is one.
Yeah,
back in the early 1960s, he placed them in the largest media markets in the NFC Eastern Division on purpose because of that reason. The reason why the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving Day is because no one else in the National Football League wanted to step up to the plate back then when they were starting that for a free, you know, national televised game. That's why the Cowboys are locked into that game, no matter what. But the telltale sign that it's Jerry's problem is Jerry didn't have a problem flying to Austin, Texas to fire Tom Landry. And he didn't have a problem firing Jimmy Johnson after he won two Super Bowls back-to-back.
Yeah, bringing in Switzer. Yeah.
But he did have a problem, and it took him a decade to fire Jason Garrett. That was the telltale sign, okay? And, you know, it's going to come to a time where Steven and his sister sit Jerry down. They're going to have to say, Pop, you're going to need to go play with the grandkids now. We got
Uh-oh.
This.
Damn, that's going to be a – that's going to be a hard one to have. I don't know if Jerry is ever going to take kindly to that. Matt, I appreciate you for calling from Houston. You put that in simple terms. It'll sit your old ass down. and play with these grandkids. I don't know if that's coming for Jerry Jones. Bernard is calling from Atlanta. Bernard, you're on CBS Sports Radio. We're up against the break, please. Bernard. No, well, Bernard was on the radio, but now Bernard is no longer on the radio. I mean, well, damn. That was some, they're going to have a conversation with Jerry Jones? Ugh. Give the team up, sit down? I don't know. I mean, is that day going to come? Can we realistically expect Jerry Jones to just one day say, I'm out of here? He's 78 years old. He's not ancient. It's not like he's going to, you know, just disappear. God bless him. Hopefully he has many, many years in front of him, a long life. But how much longer does he want to run day-to-day operations of this team? Does he want to pick talent? Does he want to go ahead and decide who's a Cowboy and who isn't? There's going to come a day where the Dallas Cowboys are not run by Jerry Jones. It's going to be interesting to see how the family picks that up and what direction they take the team when it comes to the football operations. Because right now we know it's all Jerry's world. If you're a Cowboys fan, if you're getting checks from Jerry, if you're a part of the organization, you just live in Jerry's world. And let's see if they can improve next year. Let's see what the comeback is branded as. It's real interesting. A big shout outs and thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight. A big thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. All of the calls as we went from Russell Wilson to the Browns and even talked about Gordon Hayward, his contract, the Cowboys, teams that have no choice, the Ravens. Man, I'll be watching that game, the Ravens, the Steelers. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.